Another edition of the Fallscast, brought to you by the Falls Tree Press in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. For today, Sunday, June 12th, it is bright and sunny, and it's a good day to be alive.
That is true. I think we're going to get some rain, though, too, aren't we? Like, later on?
I think it's supposed to be later on this evening, yeah.
I heard something about little hail pellets, so let's keep an eye out for a thunderstorm.
Ah, great.
Yeah.
There's supposed to be a rubber duck race today. I can only imagine hail.
I know. Yeah, that's true.
Incoming. Oh, I got him.
Power ups.
We're here with some of our favorite Fallscasters, including Stephen and Jennifer Mulay.
Hello.
Howdy doodly doo.
Cassie McBenemy.
Hello.
Michael and Suzanne Searle.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
And Bart, myself, I am the moderator. I know some people aren't real glad about that, but that's great.
Yeah. Oh, we love you, Bart. They can stuff it.
No, we like you.
Because if you're not the moderator, no one is.
That's what I was going to say. Better than nobody. Nobody was like willing to do it. So,
yes, we're great.
Bart pulled the short straw.
He's guiding the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We're still afloat.
Plugging those holes.
Be sure to send us your feedback on what you think of the show and who we should have on the show. You can send us your comments via our email address. Suzanne, what's that email address?
FallsTreePress@gmail.com.
Right. And you can also get a hold of us on Facebook and by reviewing us on whatever podcast catcher you use.
Yes. Nice comments. Let Bart know how well he's doing.
What's a podcast?
Mike, we're not a podcast. We're the voices in your head.
Oh.
That explains
it. Force of those. A cacophony, if you will.
Ooh, big word. Oh, man. Yeah. He's so smart.
No.
It was word of the day. He had to use it.
Good job, then. Slipping that in.
No, that was corprophagia.
Oh, boy.
Not going to look up that word either.
No, don't do it.
Or rather, I will, but I'll use the physical dictionary that I own.
Oh, nice.
No urban dictionary.
Also, please be sure to check out our website where we've got some new articles that have been popping up in the last couple weeks.
Yay.
And so before we jump into our roundtable, anybody got anything else?
Nope. Let's jump. Jumpity jump jump.
Feet first.
Might as well. No,
head first. Make the voices stop.
Concussion friendly.
That's okay. In an hour, Peter Sagal is going to start. So.
Oh, boy. Wait. Don't tell me.
Love it. We actually got to go see one of those shows. Oh, two. We went two. Twice.
That would be two.
That is true.
That many.
So, a new law will be going into effect July 1st that will allow anybody to let off consumer-grade fireworks. This is in the state of Ohio, so this is an Ohio law in general. You can set them off New Year's Eve and Day, Cinco de Mayo, Juneteenth, Memorial Day, and Labor Day weekends, July 4th weekend. It must be on the person's own property, or you have received permission from the property owner. Now, some municipalities, like Cuyahoga Falls, are allowed to opt out of the changes to this new law by enacting their own legislation to totally prohibit fireworks or set their own specific days from the list. Currently, Cuyahoga Falls City Council committees are looking into this law, and their proposal would allow fireworks in the city between 8:30 p.m. and midnight. They were going to vote this out of committees last Monday at the meeting. However, they chose to hold off till the June 20th committee meeting in order to allow the public to comment and to gauge more information from residents.
Midnight? When's our like sound nuisance ordinance?
It should be 11.
11?
I mean, it's 11 on the weekends.
11 on the weekends. So why would they make it later than that?
That's a good question.
That's crazy.
I heard fireworks last night at 2:30. I mean, I was watching TV and somebody was letting them off.
Yeah, well,
you know.
Yeah.
My dog really freaks out. Halloween and
Halloween.
Well, because all the people come into the door.
Oh yeah.
But particularly fireworks times, she takes a little rough on her. A lot of dogs are like that. They freak out and it's not good for them. And I personally am up against it. I just think that in a density population, the density of this city, especially, it's not viable.
Yeah,
you live out in the country, that's one thing, but.
I mean, my house is, the width is 40 feet. So that's 40 feet to my neighbor.
You should not be shooting off overhead fireworks at all.
Yeah.
Land on somebody's fucking roof is going to cause a fire. It's not stupid. Land on some leaves in your gutter and boom, you got a fire.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't really seen any fires on.
The potential.
On 4th of July.
I know, but that we know of, the potential is there. And I don't want to be at risk for somebody else being an asshole.
Yeah. Let's just stick with 4th of July. How about that? And cap it at 11 p.m. And that's.
I tell you what, if somebody burns my house down, if they make a law saying that they're responsible for replacing my home because they burned it down because it was their fault because it was their fireworks, then maybe they should. I'd be okay with a law.
We'll write that into the code of federal regulation there. The code of Ohio.
He's responsible
Steve
for
Relay
it.
Steve Relay has to have his
house. You started the fire. You pay for it, you fuck.
Hey, we didn't start the fire. It was always burning.
Start the fire.
Oh boy.
Well, then I guess good. I mean, to that point, there's the burden of proof of who did it. You know, you got multiple people doing it.
Well, you know,
it's
also it's not the idea of actually following through with that law. It's the idea of it being a
deterrent.
That's gonna be more effective than an actual law being acting, and it's gonna be difficult to enact. That's true, but. You know, if you're responsible for manslaughter or killing somebody's pet or destroying their home and you have to have restitution for that, then you're probably not going to want to set off fireworks near somebody's house.
Or gnarly fireworks, you know, the ones that you just put in, like the little ones in a pot that smoke or change colors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, or firecrackers in the street or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but launchy ones.
Yes.
Mortars.
Yes.
4-inch mortars. Those are the fun ones. Not that I would know.
I mean,
of course.
It is of course so dangerous too. I mean, usually alcohol and fireworks go hand in hand, right? Which is a really bad combination.
Oh my beer! Watch this. Yeah. Oh, I don't have a hand.
Some men,
candle wars.
Fireworks.
Yeah.
Missing digits on hands.
Yeah.
Missing eyes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just very dangerous. I mean, I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think citizens should be doing that. Let the professionals do it. Have the cities do it. But in the backyard, those big ones, those mortar ones, no. And we have, you know, soldiers with PTSD or, you know, like you said, the animals, you know, problem. I mean, it's affecting the society as a whole, right? I mean, people don't like it. I don't have PTSD and I don't like hearing it at 11 or 12 o'clock at midnight when I'm like trying to sleep.
There's
you have a baby, it's waking up a baby.
There's times when you have, like, you know, is it fireworks or is it gunshots?
Right. That's super fun to do.
There are plenty of places to see free professional fireworks displays in the area. Hudson, Akron, and many others. And they have beautiful, fantastic displays.
I agree.
But it's more fun to go to American Fireworks and buy a $500 mystery box and just start letting shit off. Just saying.
It is fun, but
they can go have it to a friend's house out in the country and do it, not near my
correct
home.
Sure. yeah I mean, I don't have a problem with them doing out in the city. I definitely think there should be like designated day so people can be aware of it. If it's going to happen, then they can prepare. But you know, that just seems like a whole lot of holidays they can do it till midnight. Some of them are on Monday through Friday, where, you know, not everybody works, but typical, you know, schedules. So I don't know. It just doesn't seem like a smart idea. But
I do,
I know.
I do like that they're considering, you know, okay, it doesn't have to be all of these holidays. It can only be specific ones.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, well,
at least they're letting the municipalities decide for themselves.
Have a lot of flexibility.
I want to. Did they change the laws of what you're allowed to buy? Did they
They said Ohio legal consumer grade fireworks.
Yeah. Okay, but so and.
Consumer.
In Ohio, you're not allowed to have them bigger than an M80. Is that correct?
Why would it?
That I don't remember. No, I mean, I know a lot of the ones, like, you go to American Fireworks out there in Hudson and buy all kinds of crap. I mean, technically, a lot of people used to go to Erie, you know, PA, or, you know, because you had to write something out of state to legally purchase them. But now you don't have to do that. So, you know, and yeah, they have good stuff and whatnot. But anytime I ever set stuff like that, we always went out to Talmadge. You know, I had a friend who had some farmland out in Talmadge. We'd light stuff off.
Yeah. Just because you're being safe.
A friend of ours actually works for American Fireworks, and he's one of the guys, that the pyrotechnic guys, that he's licensed, and he actually puts on the professional displays.
Gets the good stuff, yeah.
He sets them up and fires them off, and so this is his busy time of year. We usually go to American Fireworks. When we used to buy it years ago, we used to go to American Fireworks and buy it. You had to sign an affidavit saying we're in
the
state and all this stuff.
Yep.
According to the American Pyrotechnics Association, because honestly, that's who I would go to for this answer.
Yeah.
Consumer fireworks, formerly known as Class C fireworks, also known as 1.4G fireworks, which is what this law is concerning.
Mm-hmm.
These devices are most commonly sold at neighborhood stands during 4th of July season. Display fireworks, known as 1.3G fireworks, are fireworks used in large community displays run by licensed professionals. This is concerning 1.4G.
What does that mean, Mike?
Let's Google. Now we're Googling.
I wonder if that has to do with the hazmat class, because explosives are class 1. So, and there's different grades. There's class 1-1, 1-2, 1-3, 1-4. And I'm wondering if that corresponds or coincides with those classifications.
The legal limit of explosive material in 1.4 is 50 milligrams, about the size of half an aspirin.
Oh, my God.
So what anything is the more ones than that 50 make the
milligrams
big,
is illegal.
The ones that you see in the sky usually, and you have the big ones. I mean, what classifications are those?
Those are 1.3.
There are mortar ones. Sparkling and safe 1.4G artillery shells. So, come on now.
Cherry bombs, M80s, and M100s, and silver salutes are all examples of illegal explosives, sometimes mistakenly referred to by the press as legal consumer fireworks.
So those are illegal?
Those are illegal.
Even with this new law?
Those would be illegal even with this law.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, in Ohio, I guess they're illegal because a lot of other states, it is illegal. I know in Georgia, you can just buy that shit on the corner stand. In South Carolina, you could. That's right, South Carolina, they had pretty lax. This was a long time ago, though. So it could be changed.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we need to look into it a little bit more before I form an opinion.
Fountains, Roman candles, 200-gram cakes, 500-gram cakes, strobes. But let's look up reloadable shells.
Firecrackers, I'm sure. Yeah.
Reloadable shells, 1.75-inch canister shells with allowed measuring breaks. Fit into a 1.91-inch mortar tube.
Those classes do coincide with the DOT's hazmat.
So most of us are stamping no on the fireworks unless they make serious changes.
Yes, correct. For safety concerns and issues with animals and people that suffer PTSD, I am going to say no to that.
Also, people who aren't smart enough for their own good.
Correct.
And stick to the city ordinance of noise disturbance, 11 p.m.
Yeah.
So I guess that's what we need to tell city council.
The thing is, to be honest, the falls doesn't enforce those rules unless people complain a lot. Then they send an officer out, and the officer just drives by and goes, "Stop it, be nice," and then they leave.
Is that what they say?
Probably. I'm just spitballing.
You're just spitballing here.
But that's probably what happens.
He's just fantasizing about his interactions with the cops. This is not how it really goes.
That's not true. I've actually had the people have been commenting on that and say basically the cops drop by and say, don't worry about it.
So listeners, what do you think about this? Comment on the post on the Facebook. Let us know what you think. Get a discussion going.
Yes, I like it.
Next, new laws begin this Monday, as the episode goes up, allowing people to carry concealed weapons without training or background checks in Ohio.
Oh, God.
Now, to get the gun, you still do need a background check, but for the concealed carry license.
From a licensed dealer.
If you're buying guns from a licensed dealer, let's find out the percentage of guns in Ohio that are bought not through a licensed dealer and find out how many people don't have background checks.
The problem is they don't have accurate numbers because nobody knows actually how many guns really is because they're non-licensed.
Gun shows, you can go and buy a gun without a background, right?
Yeah.
It's a private dealer,
Private seller, private dealer. Yep.
Yeah.
Here's some cash. Give me the gun. See you later.
That's just, I don't know what to say anymore.
Removing training, removing a requirement training is just asinine. These Republican lawmakers have lost their fucking minds.
That is totally correct. Now, they require, I could even say it even better.
But before you're allowed to legally drive, they make sure that you actually know how to operate the car, at least in a rudimentary level.
Correct.
And, you know, but, you think that would be the same for a gun. This is a lethal weapon, and if you don't know how to store it in your home, don't know how to handle ammunition, yeah, you can leave it out. Your kid could get it. You can shoot himself. You could not handle. You could be loading the gun wrong and put a bullet in your head or your spouse or whatever, or go through a wall and kill a neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, devil's advocate
it's like
argument.
The basic safety it seems like it would be a major thing here.
The devil's advocate argument to that with the licensing and the training, which I disagree with. I think you should be, if you want to purchase something like that, you should learn how to use it safely and whatnot and be responsible with it. But devil's advocate argument on that would be one is constitutionally guaranteed, the other one is not.
No, it isn't. There's limits to the Constitution. I mean, it's not like anybody and everybody can have a gun. There's limits to it.
And there are. And that's the counter argument to that is, you know, if you have a felony, you can't have it. You have to pay a shit ton of money to get a fully automatic weapon. You know, we can't. The normal person can't have access to an A-10.
A 5-year-old can't have a gun.
I mean, if you want to talk about constitutional, I mean, Constitution can be changed, right? Because women are going to lose the right to an abortion. They're going to change the Constitution. So,
correct.
Yeah, just that devil's advocate doesn't, it's limping along. Yeah, I mean, not flying.
That the wording was written in a time when muskets were around and it took.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't like mass slaughter.
Some of the best shooters could do 3 bullets a minute. And that's it. That's why they used to shoot. Yes. That's why they used to fight with lines of people. Mm-hmm. That's how many people it took to be effective because it took so long to reload the guns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was a different world. I mean, you had to go and hunt if you wanted to get any kind of meat or, you know, now we can go to the grocery store. We just had groceries delivered, for God's sake. I don't have to take a gun to go hunting. I mean, things are changed. Our world has changed. And what about my constitutional right to feel safe?
Liberty and the life.
What about my constitutional right?
That's in the
preamble.
Declaration.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But isn't there I need to look that up, but I don't know. I just feel like I feel less safe with people carrying guns around. I mean that I would be more likely to get shot by somebody I know than a total stranger,
absolutely.
You know,
statistically, yeah. Absolutely
statistically.
Correct.
And especially as a woman, you know, I am statistically more likely to get shot by my domestic partner. Right. So it's just. It's just asinine. I mean, how much evidence is out there that a good guy with a gun is stopping a bad guy with a gun? I mean, people that are trained, police officers who are trained and have to have so many hours, you know, firing this weapon, make mistakes or they hesitate before they pull it out or whatever.
Their accuracy rate is 15% to 35% in a study, like a 20-year study, analyzing all of police statistics. Mm-hmm. Under confrontation, yep, mm-hmm. 15% to 35% of accuracy.
And these people are trained.
And they're trained,
mm-hmm. and they have to have.
Or some guy that goes and buys a gun at a gun show and just carries it around because he can.
Correct. Oh. Right. So mm-hmm. No, it's absolutely true. I mean, the likelihood of an accidental shooting because mm-hmm. people are carrying around, or you know, some hothead. I mean, I know the type of person. I don't want a blanket statement. This is not a blanket statement, but in my mind, the stereotypical person that's going to want to carry a gun is going to be some kind of like person
with
that
a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like they're carrying it because, you know, they really fear for their life. They have this mentality.
They strive to be, they have a hero complex. They want to be the guy that saves the day.
Well, that's the chip on their shoulder.
Or maybe they want to be like the movies. They want to be the good guy. They think of themselves the good guy. I'm going to stop everything. I'm going to police this and you know.
Well, it's, you know, the genre of movies with, you know, somebody who is a nobody or somebody who has become trained and now they're this big old badass that can just take on like mobs of, you know, bad people at one time. One person could take them all down. I mean, that's very popular, right? I mean, that's a fantasy that a lot of people have, that there's one person can make this, you know, big change, you know, and it's just, yes. Yeah. Yes, I agree. It is. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just feel less safe. And I just wonder, I mean, it feels like a lot of our rights are being taken away for this one freaking constitutional, amendment that they have. I mean, they're talking about wanting to do armed the teachers. I mean, there's a bill out there in Ohio that is
wanting to potentially
arm the teachers. We can't even give them enough money for pencils, and we want to arm the teachers. They don't have enough responsibility on
Are they going to pay for training? Are they going to pay for the gun?
That's the thing, yeah. There's no requirement for training.
I mean, and they're going to give them raises because now they're armed guards and they're teachers. They're doing two jobs. And they can't even pay them enough to do anything right now. And they're gonna make them buy their own ammunition or their own gun and their own training. Bullshit.
It just seems like the solution that we have with these shootings are not to put more guns into the system. I mean, we have more guns in the United States than we have people.
Yes.
That blows my mind. We have more guns than we actually have physically people.
Guns that we know of. Yes. And you know that's significantly higher, obviously.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I mean, I don't understand the concept of, you know, we have a problem with this, so why don't we put more to it? I mean, if you have like a fire and you want to put it out, you're not going to add gasoline to it. Nobody says it has to make sense
to people. It's nothing to do about sense because they don't care about sense. It's obvious they don't care about what makes sense.
Our laws are basically what our values are, right? I mean, the argument is that, well, you know, it's against the law to shoot somebody, so blah, 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 you know, they're going to get a gun no matter what. But our laws are our values in our society. And basically what I feel or what I'm interpreting this is that fuck the kids, you know, fuck the domestic violence victims, fuck all of those people. Our values are this cold metal thing that we want to be able to keep in our shoulder. You know, that's an extension of whatever you want to call it.
Its only purpose is to take a life.
It's the only purpose. There's no other purpose.
But it makes you feel big and strong and manly when you carry it around, though.
Well, yeah.
That's a sick psyche right there.
It's a sick, you know. Yeah, I don't know.
That's why I laugh at people that make the argument of, well, it's there to protect you from an invading force, which right now, who's going to really invade us on the mainland? And it also protects you from the government. You know, I'm like, really, realistically, we don't have the same armament that the government has. Granted, I highly doubt the U.S. government would bring that armament against its own people. But if it did, I mean, we cannot match.
They're organized and they have state-of-the-art weapons. And come on.
Do not have the level of, you know, equipment that they have, you know, and it's asinine. That's where I'm like, you know, it's equal, you know, at the time, like you said earlier, Steve, you know, you're utilizing the same weapons that the government has. We don't have access to the same armament. So that argument is bullshit, you know, I don't know.
It's sad. They're going in the wrong direction.
Let me pull my tank out of the garage and polish it, and then maybe.
Sometimes when I'm driving, I would like a tank.
Yeah. Well, concealed carry, you know, whatever. Just why make it even loosier, goosier? That's just, I mean, we're going in the wrong direction for gun safety. Gun responsibility. It all boils down to responsible gun.
Statistically, the more guns are in an environment, the more likely one of them is going to have an accident or one of them will be used against you or somebody you love or care about. If they're around, it's going to happen eventually, somehow, some way. It's just the way it is. Less guns, less things people are going to shot. That's just the way it works.
Doesn't make sense to me is in Ohio, you know, you have to be 21 years of age to legally purchase a handgun, but you could be 18 to buy a shotgun and or a rifle. Doesn't matter if it's a rimfire or, you know, semi-automatic center fire rifle, you know, a high power rifle, AR style, or, you know, just a regular 223, 30-06, whatever, you know, but I'm like, you can do more damage with the long gun, you know, or a high power rifle than you can with the handgun, but yet the age is much lower, you know, which most of the shooters have been between 18 and 21.
Yep. And the brain development is still, you know, young and low, and there's a lot of impulse control issues.
What do you guys think about the effort to sue gun makers for gun deaths? And there have been a few successes recently, and now the recent mass shooting in Texas, some of the parents of the victims are now trying that tract to go after the gun manufacturer.
Why not? Because Texas people can sue anyone who has an abortion or aids in an abortion.
Yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm. So why not and an abortion is ending a life. That's the whole point. So now we've got gun deaths. Sue the cause of the gun death.
The day you make them pay lots of money for this to happen is the day that the gun manufacturers might actually be for gun regulation. Until that day, until they actually cost them a pocket, because now they're making money. They're selling more guns than they could possibly make all the time. They're making tons of money. Why would they want that to change? And right. Yeah, so you make, well, make them hurt them in the pocketbook.
Hurt them in the pocketbook.
It's because of the fucking NRA. It's like, you know, when the NRA first came about, it was about gun safety and training and proper use and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And then it just became fucking crazy. What was it, the late, mid-late 70s?
70s, yeah.
And they went absolutely crazy. You know, now they actually have a playbook for school shootings and what responses should be and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Because they just don't give a shit. They don't give a shit. They just want their dollars. They're
protecting themselves, yeah. You know, it's like... They just want their dollars. I mean, I know people that were had lifetime memberships to the NRA and revoked it and got away from it because it just became too cuckoo crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, and I'm all for guns and responsible ownership and proper use and this and that. I mean, it's kind of like having an AR for home defense is asinine. You want pump action shotgun for home defense.
A fucking sawed off shotgun would be the best thing.
Yeah, that's illegal. Like, you know, something that's gonna.
It is illegal, but you get it home, you buy a gun at a gun show, nobody knows you have it. Chop off the front, nobody knows you did it. Right?
But I'm like, you know, it's a lot easier to hit something that's the size of a dinner plate, you know, than a fucking pinpoint shot, you know, and plus the racking of that action, you know, that scares the shit out of a lot of people. You know, somebody opens your door and you hear
chink, you're like, oh crap. Yeah.
You know, I think shit's about to go down. You know, that's a deterrent, you know. I'm like,
it's sad.
I mean,
I called Rob Portman's office this week and told him that I wanted him to vote for the gun responsibility legislation that was coming through, going to be coming through the Senate. You know, and that the majority of Ohioans did support responsible gun legislation. Owners,
right.
So he's retiring. He doesn't give a fuck anymore. He never did.
Well, maybe he can do the right thing.
And I mean, don't get me wrong. It's fun shooting that shit. But I'm like, practically, do you really need it? No. I mean,
nobody's proposing taking away going to a gun range and shooting your gun legally. That's totally fine. And illegally purchase a firearm and get be trained to use it. I don't have a problem with that either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I'm a liberal that says you're allowed. You should be allowed to own guns. I don't have a problem with that. It's people that have 5,000 guns. But I think
there's a burden of ownership and you should be trained on how to use it.
Correct.
And there should be a registry. And because we know we can track you down when you buy Sudafed, why can't we fucking track you down when you buy 500 boxes of bullets?
Like we were talking earlier, you know, it's like if they introduce some kind of law where there's I purchase a handgun or a long rifle or whatever. I purchase a weapon that's registered to me. I sell it to Steven and I don't transfer the registration or transfer the ownership or whatever. He doesn't register it. Then that's using a crime. I'm held liable for it.
Yes, I agree. Because
it was registered to me, you know, versus, you know, even if somebody stole it from Steven, they don't know, but it was still registered to me. So I'm the one responsible, you know, for that weapon, you know, and it's like, why don't we do shit like this? You know, it makes sense.
Because my rights, I have rights.
Well, maybe we need to start screaming my rights and our children's rights, their rights. I mean, they had a right to live. And I mean, that guy went and bought all that stuff legally.
On his birthday.
$9,000 worth of shit, you know?
Yep.
I mean, you know, and the people that steal the guns, they have to steal it from somebody, and it's usually from somebody who owns it legally.
Yeah, and
That argument.
Who's not who taking care of it properly? Another thing, you know, they're storing it in their car. Stuff. Oh, it's stolen into the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, Chicago and New York State, they have strict gun laws. The reason why communities don't. But what my point is that people, you know, the reason they say how do guns get in these areas? Why is the crime so high? Why is there so many guns? Well, people go to the state next to them that has lax gun laws and they buy them and they bring them over the state line and they sell them to their buddies or sell them to whoever. Yeah. At a big markup and they make lots of money. Old fashioned gun running and capitalism.
That's why we need federal gun responsibility laws and not make it piecemeal.
Mm-hmm. Good topic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was.
The problem is the federal government doesn't, none of those politicians wanted to make the hard choice because they're afraid people are going to vote against them.
I mean, they won't even fix, they won't even fix Social Security, which is like going to be, go down to 80% in like what, 6 years? 2032? They won't even make the laws. We're going to see how it is. They're going to run out of money. Interesting times.
So, do we have enough energy?
Another light topic. January 6th. Oh my God.
Well, Mike and I watched some of it. Jen, you said you watched it. Kathy, did you say you watched it? Yeah.
Yeah, I watched all of it.
Yeah, Bart, I can't remember if you said you watched it or not.
I did not know.
Did you see clips and stuff of it?
I saw clips of it, yeah.
I think it was remarkable.
Yeah, and I didn't think that I could be shocked, because I think we've all been, you know, paid pretty much attention to what was happening during the time and the talk afterwards. But I don't know, I was kind of shocked by the video, the way that they did the timeline, like Kathy was saying, where they would do the timeline and say this happened here, and it just was like all of this put together in this package, and you're like, it just, it's unbelievable to me. I mean, there were people that were walking in there and, you know, were screaming for Pence and screaming for Pelosi and, you know.
And that the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers had had a pre-planning.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing that got me was
all
this.
And that there were hundreds of them.
This was a known event and things were going to happen and there was no response to it. There was no national response. There was no, you know, National Guard. There was no fencing put up. There was nothing. It's just, oh, let the Capitol Police take care of it. And that was it. There was no backup. And this was over hours that they knew they were losing that line and that they were not going to be able to contain the ensuing riot.
And they did nothing. And then Trump didn't. And he never called, never took a single step to call backup to save the Congress, save his vice president.
He defused the whole situation by just telling them, you know, earlier, accepting the loss and just shutting it down.
He didn't protect the people's house. He just let it burn. And it was Mike Pence who was calling the National Guard and the police and, you know, making the decisions. Nuts.
And they were going after Pence. I don't know if they wanted to kill him or what they wanted to do. They were going after him. His vice president. And he doesn't say, oh, wait, guys, maybe just, you know, he basically is like, well, maybe he deserves
it. Said maybe he deserves it.
They did want to kill him. They were wanting to hang him.
I
take the word and they say, this is what I'm going to do. I think that's what they're going to do.
Their Messiah said he was at fault. So they went after him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
I don't know what's going to happen, but
I think if they can all get away with that, if Trump can get away with that, then any other president can do whatever they want.
I mean, our democracy is really on thin.
Teetering.
Something.
Yeah. Donald Trump has gotten away almost everything his entire life, always since he's a little kid, all the way up until now. What do you think? Why do you think it's going to change now?
I don't think he will, but people, you know, got to hold him responsible for something.
How many people still idolize this fucking idiot and, you know, have all these Trump flags out there and all this shit? I'm like, dude, get the fuck over it.
Yeah.
The only thing that I can say is that they are caught in their own little media bubble and their own little friend bubble, where that's the only thing that they all agree on is they agree on Donald Trump's
not be
a great president.
A fucking president, you know.
Well, they don't think that any of the stuff that we're talking about actually happened. They don't even think January 6th, oh, no big deal. They were just expressing the few rights. And many of them believe it was an inside job by the liberals. Liberals did that. Liberals, it was an inside job.
I don't think many believe that, but
50%
of Republicans.
Yes.
Yeah, there was a poll out there that 50% of Trump supporters, I think it was Trump supporters, maybe not Republicans, but Trump supporters believes that it was the Democrats that actually did it.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, if they watch these hearings, they'll clearly see.
They're not going to watch it.
They won't.
It's indefensible. So probably that's why they're not going to watch it, because they won't be able to provide any kind of contrary fact-based evidence.
Well, their talking point is that it's a show put on by the liberal media, right? I mean, they're saying that they put it on prime time and it's
produced
so
by ABC.
Think about how sad of a life you got. You think everything around you is fake.
It's everything. Yeah, it is sad.
No wonder you want to stay home with all your guns, because
is fake. No, you're right. Real.
But yeah. Right.
That would be scary.
They're all lying, but the people I believe.
They're all sheeple, but yet all these fucking, you know, follow this guy and, you know, well, we're not sheeple. We're not cultists. You know, you guys
are. We think for ourselves.
We think for ourselves. No, you don't. It's a different.
Yeah. When they say that even the Associated Press is a twisted liberal media, I'm like, oh, the Associated Press is like the most unbiased news source out there. And then when they deny that, it's like, how
can you battle that? I mean, when they're so out of reality,
they're done. They're done. They're brainwashed. Their propaganda has worked on them to the nth degree, and they are lost. That's
but
how
they're voting.
And now they are my enemy.
I mean, there was studies done that shows that Republican leaning people and Democrat leaning people have different brains and how they work, and how Republicans are more fear based than Democrats, where they're a little bit more optimistic, maybe sometimes too optimistic. So it's like our brains are definitely different. And it just really feels like their reality, the people have gotten so sucked into this and their reality is completely warped. And it's a lot of people. I mean, that's the thing, is that they're out there voting and they're putting the same type minded people into the Senate and last, you know, the president. You know, I don't know where do we come together? We're never going to be able to meet in the middle anymore when you have these extremists. And I don't know. It's scary to me.
I think this is a little tinfoil hatish, but there are a lot of think tanks that have been working on making this shit happen for a long time. And social media has made it easy to move large masses of the electorate in different directions. All you have to do is hit the drum beat over and over again to the same thing, the same message. Mm-hmm. Okay. Same message, the same philosophy through all your programming, and claim the other side is wrong. And they're hitting all the dopamine levels. They're hitting all the fear things, all the little stories that get these people triggered, and they know what they are. And they broadcast them and they produce them and they push them out and it gives them great ratings. But it also turns Americans against Americans.
Yeah.
And also it makes people believe things that are absolutely not true. They're totally fantasy land and dangerous things.
Dangerous
things. And to me, this is what Fox News has done. They started it, but now there's other people that are doing it too. But they were the originator of this whole idea and this concept. And now they're not even pretending anymore. They used to pretend for a while. Now they're not.
Because
of Trump.
They are. And they're getting the ratings, like Stephen is saying. They're getting money. Why do they care? And so they'll just keep on doing. It's entertainment now. I mean, it's just 24-hour news. It's not just Fox News, but 24-hour news has kind of caused a lot of this, where it has to be entertainment. I mean, it used to be you would sit down at 6 o'clock and watch the evening news, right? Mm-hmm. And that was it. It wasn't on. And now it's like 24 hours that you have to entertain. You have to keep getting people to come and watch your shows and things like that. I mean, so you have to cause this turmoil, this drama. CNN, I'm sorry, CNN does it too. And they do it on the other side.
Yeah, they have crazy headlines to suck you in.
I don't watch any of them. I don't watch NBC or CNN or Fox. I don't watch any of that garbage. I read articles.
You read articles, I watch PBS NewsHour. I used to. I don't have it anymore. But, I mean, things like that. And you go to the source and you read the different articles and actually see what is going on and don't have a talking head telling you what to think or, you know, giving you like, well, this is the reason why it's happening. I mean, a lot of it is there's a kernel of truth in it, right? So that's how they get you. That's how they grab you. That's their hook. So they have this kernel of truth, and then they make it into this big conspiracy of what is actually happening. And so when you're trying to talk sense to somebody who thinks these things, they can pull out this kernel of truth. And if they can get you to agree that part is true, then everything else has to be true, what I'm saying. And it's just a very dangerous thing right now.
Well, to your point, it's like, you know, we've said this probably years ago of, well, all these things happening, you know, I don't remember this happening when I was growing up. I'm like, yeah, they were happening. It's just we didn't hear about it.
Right.
You know, this kidnapping or this or whatever, this happened to this and this fire happened here. This shit's been going on since day one. It's just,
you know who the majority of the people are saying that? White people. White boomer people. Yeah, that have lived in their bubble. And
because,
you know,
they didn't have the connectivity that we have today.
And there's a positivity to that now we are more opened to the world and we now see what is happening more so. So there is a positive about social media. There is a positivity
also
about 24-hour
news.
Too,
is you have people that are, you know, seeing this. They don't want to talk about, you know, what's happening to people in Ecuador, you know, or Guatemala or anything like that, you know, because, it doesn't bother me at all. But it's like, well, maybe it should, you know, maybe we should start, you know. Or people want to bitch about, you know, yes, it's a shit ton of money we're sending to Ukraine, you know, but look what's fucking going on over there. You know, it's like we have the ability to help out. We should help out, you know.
Yeah, but gas prices.
Yeah.
We can't take care of our own people here.
Well, yeah, that's right. We should be taking care of our people. Those are two separate, completely fucking different issues. We should be taking care of the people here and our vets and you know, everything here. But we can also help out somebody else. You know,
it's always the people are always sometimes tend to go to the answer they want to hear and also the simple answer. They don't want to have to think about this complex issue.
Right.
They just want to say, it's Biden's fault. It's gas prices. It's Russia.
Back when it was the brown horde that was coming, you know, it's like, you got a bunch of killers coming over here, which I got into arguments with people They're like, well, if you had a murderer, you know, or you lock your doors at night, and if you, you know, why you lock your doors at night if you, you know, feel safe and you should just be able to leave it unlocked. I'm like, well, here's the thing. If I know that there's somebody outside my door that's going to be murdered, you know, because so-and-so is coming after them, I'm going to open my door and possibly help them. You know, I'm not going to just sit there and, yeah, I understand the world out there. I'm not going to leave my doors fucking unlocked. I'm not naive. But at the same time, if somebody's screaming for help, I'm going to help them. You know, yeah. It's you can have one and the other. You know, it's like it's not these absolutes. They love to talk
about how like World War II, and that was the greatest generation of our times. Right. And I think what they're missing is that in World War II, everybody got together and helped. You know, they weren't as big as in the consumer environment. They went out there to help, you know, a country that's not even ours to save them, you know, try to help them. And, you know, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
You know, it was the idea where patriotism was actually about the greater good. It was for your fellow American, your fellow human being. It was for the greater good. Now that concept is totally gone. It's about what about me? Yeah. It's all about me. I'm not that free shit. I want that free shit, too. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I mean, look at, you know, it's a fuel rationing and food rationing and all that during World War II and stuff like that. That shit wouldn't fly nowadays. Everyone'd be like, well, no, I need to have this, or I need to have that because I have this.
You know, I have a giant
They're not even willing to put a cloth on over their mouth to save somebody, let alone, you know, sit there and do any kind of food rationing. Oh, my gosh. Just ridiculous.
People wouldn't even wear a mask to save other people's lives.
That's what Suzanne was just saying.
That's all right. He was agreeing with me.
Just in case we missed the point.
Yes.
Anyway, January 6th. I hope that it continues to go in the same vein that it went on Thursday night. It was very simple, well laid out, connected, and they supported each statement they had with fact-based data, evidence, and video. So. Yeah. Go suck it, Trumpers.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, they won't believe any of it. It won't matter.
Whatever. They got the facts, blast them in the face.
I've heard that it's on Hulu. I have not seen it myself. I haven't looked for it. But I saw a post saying that it was going to be played on Hulu again, too.
Oh, okay.
So, but, you know, you just need a few percent of people to believe. That's
the
believers currently.
Yeah. But it was even funny as, you know,
away from them. Yep.
Fox News didn't show it on Thursday. They wouldn't. Okay. They were like one of the only media outlets that wouldn't air it was on that Thursday, but now I hear that they're gonna show it tonight, I think it is, or something like that. They're actually gonna play it, and I'm like,
oh,
are
really?
They played it in bits and pieces, or is that hilarious. What they're gonna do?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Probably they want a piece of the 20 million people that watch it. They can make sell ad revenue.
Yeah.
But there and then you know you see a bunch of people like, oh, look at Cheney. You know, she's just, you know, she's being paid by China to say this, and then, you know, all her money comes from China. I'm like, really? Oh,
okay.
How many affiliations did fucking Trump have with China? You know?
Oh. I thought we'd like China. I'm so confused, Republicans. You're confusing me. I thought China was great. Anywho,
sorry,
what else is going on, Bart?
Okay. A piece of good news. Something actually, you know, exciting. A new well-now urgent care office is going to be moving into the former State Road Family Video location.
Well now.
So tell me what well now is. I mean,
that is a very good question.
Oh, okay.
Apparently it is a Chicago-based healthcare operator. They have 128 locations in Ohio, New York, Illinois, Michigan, and Indiana.
So do they do like strep throat, things like that?
Like medicine?
I would assume so. I have never heard of them, actually.
I have to look into that. I thought for sure that little venue would turn into a weed
dispensary.
Yeah.
Car wash.
Apparently, they have centers in North Canton, Alliance, and Massillon.
Okay.
I'm up.
Well, now.
Healthcare is always important.
Yes.
Yeah, I wonder if that was the place Kendall went that one time where she had an ear infection when she was in Alliance. I don't know. I'll have to check into that.
I thought she went to the hospital there or the whatever.
I thought it was a little quick thing that she went to or they sent her to. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Going to employ 6 to 10 employees. And I guess their centers on average represent about $2 million investment in the company.
All right. Well, another place to go if, you know, your kiddo's having a ear pain or you don't want to go to the hospital, or that's good.
Answer to your question, the urgent care center will be equipped to handle non-life-threatening injuries and illnesses with next-day PCR COVID-19 testing and competitive rates.
All right.
Or you can drive down the street and go to the clinic, the clinic one, right down the street from there.
It probably depends on where your insurance will take you to, right? And
the clinic facility is much bigger.
Oh, well, this is
as long as your insurance covers it.
Yeah, that's right. Insurance.
Do they charge a fee like the Cleveland Clinic?
The Cleveland Clinic charges you. Grammar. Yeah.
Don't they charge a site fee for like $100 or something like that?
Yep.
Well, we have clinic insurance, so it doesn't cost us.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
They don't charge us that.
No. Yeah. That's where Mike's doctor is. And you would have to be charged that site fee.
Facility fee. That's what it's called. I'm sorry. Facility fee.
That's probably where I'm going to be because my primary care doctor I've had for years went with another group that's not covered with their insurance. I have to get
them. Oh, I'm sorry. That's hard.
I mean, we can go on a rant about insurance, couldn't we?
We need a new podcast for that one.
Yeah, I think we've had enough rants.
Entire podcast devoted to that. Did you guys hear about the new transgender law that they just introduced into the House?
No.
Ohio?
Not specifically, no.
Yeah, basically.
It's the protecting women in sports law or something.
Yeah.
But it's
If
anyone questions the fact that your kid is a girl, they have to have an exam by a doctor, a pelvic exam.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yep. Or they have to have a genetic test. Genetic test or a pelvic exam. If anyone on the sports team or coaches or parents say, hey, that's not a girl.
Well, I think that if that's the case, then everyone should be tested.
Shit. You're going to pelvic test my kid.
The sexual abuse of minors. I can't believe it. These fucking Republicans. I shared it on my Facebook page.
Well, here's the thing is, there's only one or two athletes that are actually trying to compete, the transgender athletes, in Ohio. All of a fucking Ohio. So they really only affect a couple people.
That's not.
No, you know what? I don't like Sally Sue. So I'm going to say that I don't believe that Sally Sue is a girl now that she's going to have to go through that, invasive procedure to see whether or not she's a girl or not. Screw that.
Yep.
That is just.
It's sick.
Well, you realize it's just to fire up their base. It doesn't matter if it passes. It doesn't matter if it passes or not. It gets everybody talking and goes, oh my God,
100%.
Fuck those liberals. That's all it's about.
It's because gender and sex are the same thing. That's what they think.
Hey, if they're not going to protect kids against getting slaughtered in school with a gun, they're certainly not going to protect them against a gynecologist with an ultrasound wand.
Unbelievable. Can I have some good news now? You want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
Woohoo. Let's do some good news. All right. So we talked about this on our last podcast that the Cuyahoga Falls was going to host their first event called Smoke on the Water, where fire stations were going to come in and compete in different events. And all the money was going to be donated to the Cuyahoga Falls Firefighters Memorial Foundation. So as we predicted, and as we said on our podcast, that we do have the very best firefighters. We can now say that we have evidence to base that we have the very best firefighters because they won.
Yay. Yes.
Yay.
Oh, that's awesome.
They didn't get hosed.
Oh.
They hosed everyone else.
Yes.
did you see MacArthur's Brew House uses a fire trucks for their beer truck now? That's an old retired
Really?
Truck.
Really? Yeah, it's amazing.
No shit.
Super cool. Yeah.
Oh, you have to get some pictures of that and maybe put it on social media. That would be awesome.
They were at the Irish Festival.
They're probably there now.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Was it the former or ladder?
Oh, man. It was the ladder.
It was a pumper truck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. See, that's what we missed last podcast when you weren't on there. Mike had nobody to bounce it off.
Oh, you can't be naughty.
So, you know what? I have to say Bart did step it up, and he was able to kind of,
He had some good ones. Yeah.
He had some good ones, so, yeah.
Go Bart. What time is it, Suzanne?
Bart's Arts, Bart's Arts, Bart's Arts, Bart's Arts. No, that was bad.
Yeah,
well, moving on.
Strike it, delete.
Back in May, winners of the rubber band contest from the University of Akron were announced. Young inventors were asked to stretch their imagination for either an art project or an invention.
See what you did there.
And so this was, they reached out to students all over the country and got back a bunch of different really good designs. One of the finalists was a student here in the Falls, 7th grade student, James Myers, was a finalist with his glasses bed.
Oh.
He used I can't tell what he used as the base, but he stretched rubber bands across the center of it and used it to set his glasses on.
That is awesome. Congratulations.
But there's a lot of different inventions that people made using rubber bands. Someone from Pennsylvania created a pinball machine.
What was his name, Tommy?
This guy was only a finalist, so he wasn't a pinball wizard.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Who?
One of the first place winners was someone from North Ridgeville who did a drawing of a cat and used rubber bands to draw out a ball of yarn.
Yeah, I saw that. It was really cool. It was very cute. These kids are amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty cool thread.
Oh.
With a twist.
very feeling naughty.
I'm going to skip the jokes here and go to the next bit.
Yeah.
Smart choice, Bart. Smart
Which
choice.
Which is, this week starts Falls Downtown Fridays.
Yay!
This week, they have Big Pop and Candace Campana performing. And they have Food Truck. She's Delicious. Twisted. Jeez. Pastime Cafe. Johnny Lotes. Pop Culture Cleveland. And Fabi's Taco Truck.
Wow, that's quite a mix.
Yeah.
Taco truck. Taco is there a margarita truck?
I've never heard of any of those, but
no. Next week, I'm intrigued. They have Betty's Bomb Ass Burgers.
Pretty bomb.
Ooh. Speaking of bomb ass burgers, I know that Bart and Kathy went to Doodle. Doodle. Yeah. We checked it out. Holy moly, that was the best burger we have had in a long time.
They are.
Milkshakes are so dang good.
Awesome.
Ugh.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
So good.
Did you guys pricey, go inside or did you just drive up there?
Drove up there
and then we ate outside. We didn't eat in the dog park area, but we just ate by it. It was a beautiful. It was last weekend. It was so nice.
No, we went inside when we went.
Are dogs inside, allowed like inside?
I think dogs were inside. I think they had to be out in the park. Like, you can order at the window, and then I think you go up and they'll text you your order's ready, and you can come down and pick it up. But I don't think dogs were allowed in.
How many seats were inside? Was it a large area? Or?
Oh, gosh. Not really. I honestly don't recall. Not real big, no. But it was nice, clean, and there was only, like, one other couple in there, I think, when we were there. But other people were outside.
We were shocked by how good the burger was. I mean, it tasted almost like sirloin. It probably was. But
yeah, it tasted like ground sirloin. I mean, it was.
Was that the classic burger or what did you get?
What did you get? You got the.
I got the mushroom Swiss the one time, and then I got the patty melt the second time.
This is sounding good for lunch.
It is so good.
It's so damn good.
I forget what I got, the Western burger.
It was like a Western burger, I think.
It was good.
Did you guys try their fries?
Yeah.
Fries were good. Fried pickles are awesome. The onion rings are real good. The shakes, holy hell, those are good.
They were so good.
I mean, it's good food. I mean, I was totally surprised at how well everything or how good everything is there. I mean, it's like almost going to Burntwood. I mean, like, I love the burger at Burntwood. I forget what they call it. I think it's just the Burntwood burger, you know, and the big old messy, delicious thing that it is. But I mean, it tasted as good as one of their burgers.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, I mean, and for like a drive through or drive up, whatever, you know, I mean, I was totally blown away. I mean, I was not expecting that level of quality, if you will, you know, at a drive through place, you know, but yeah, it was damn good.
We'll definitely have to check it out. I haven't gone to the original or when it was Retro Dog or this one because I'm just not a burger guy. I don't really eat a lot of we don't eat fast food almost ever. And fries. When I go out, I don't order fries. I order a side salad.
Mm-hmm.
You order onion rings, Steven.
Sometimes. Not always. Sometimes. Sometimes onion rings. And sometimes it's a salad.
Oh, you got called out.
Salad my ass.
But you basically can't go to a place like that and be on a diet because it's 2,000 calories no matter how you
eat. Yeah, it has to be your one meal of the day, boo.
Yep.
Or split it.
But I mean,
enough food, like the burger, if you split it, you'd be satisfied.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it was a big burger.
Single patty burger and we were good. We had a little snack later at like 9 or 10 o'clock, just a little bowl of ice cream or something. But I mean we ate it like 3:30 or 4 o'clock. I mean it held you over for quite a while.
And I had a BLT there. They have other stuff. I think they even had chicken too.
Yeah, they have chicken and chicken Caesar salad. Chicken. Yeah, I did. I got the fried chicken, which was a little I wasn't impressed, but they also have grilled chicken there, so.
Sounds like the burger's the way to go.
Yeah, well, yeah. They got a good burger.
Now I want Doodle Drive-In.
I need to go there today.
I know.
Then take a nap.
Yes.
So, yeah, everyone go get Doodle Drive-In and go to mm-hmm. Falls Down on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Irish Fest. Finish out the Irish Fest.
Yeah. We went there yesterday.
How was it?
It looked pretty busy.
A lot of people.
Oh, we were there mm-hmm. Friday. Friday, it was so busy. It was wall-to-wall people.
Yeah, long line really? For food. I got in the line for the Irish egg roll, but they were all sold out.
Oh.
Trying that.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, we didn't see any place that had Irish food.
Reportedly, somebody said there was a place near the stage that sold Irish food, one place at all of them. Don't know whether that's true or not, and I can't confirm it, but someone did say that.
They had that, then they had like cabbage. They say cabbage, can't think of the word right now.
Cabbage rolls, cabbage.
No, it wasn't a roll.
Raw cabbage?
No.
We're raw just going to start guessing, I guess.
Cabbage and noodles?
Yeah, cabbage and noodles.
Creole cabbage? Creole cabbage?
I mean, almost cabbage and noodles is almost Oktoberfest, too.
It is.
But nonetheless, delicious.
Yes, yeah, so I got loaded fries because I didn't have the other thing, which was very heavy.
Did you guys see the place that had tater tots with, like, meat pile on top of it? It's like a big giant plate of tater tots, and they put, like, pulled pork on it or chicken.
Oh.
Or chicken. It's like the massive mound of whatever. I was like, oh, my God.
Kind of like mine wasn't with pulled pork, though. They had, like, chili and cheese and sour cream. And it was big. It was, like, served in a dog dish.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
But it was
they just went all the way with that. And he goes, like, here you go, Anky Wanky.
Here you go, you
dog. Eat up.
It was good, though. But, yeah, it was heavy.
It looked tasty as hell, but I'm like, wow. I think I just got cholesterol and heart attack disease. Just looking at it.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with tater tots.
Yeah, eat that in the ears and you're like rolling down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just had two beers and I was like, I'm bloated. I can't drink anymore.
We ate before we came, didn't we?
Yeah.
They had a lot of stuff. A lot of other things, but, you know, like all the way down Front Street to Portage Trail.
We didn't cross Portage Trail. We kind of stayed on the other side of it. Was there, what was it across? Did you do anything good over there? Did you go?
No, not across that north. I meant like from Broad.
Up to Portage Trail. Yeah. I don't think they had anything set up because it wasn't locked off.
But it looked like even the restaurants down there were busy with people sitting out.
I really wish city council would consider enacting one of those alcohol laws where you can roam around downtown all over, just like Kent. Get a plastic cup, get a drink at one restaurant. And you can walk down. You can go wherever you want with it. I wish they would do that. I mean, not just for festivals, but in general, just have a downtown beer district or alcohol district.
With that being an open street now, I mean, when it was the pedestrian mall, they might have been able to do that, but I don't know, being that it's a street, unless it's shut off during the festivals.
It is. And in Kent, for the summer, they actually shut off some of the main streets.
Yeah.
To cars. And they designated a downtown, like, I forgot what the word they used, but they designated an alcohol area where you can carry around alcohol between breweries or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm curious about that now.
I think we did it once, and they actually gave you a little wristband. And gave you a plastic cup to carry around your drink.
In Kent,
yeah. A question for our city council members.
Yeah, see what the laws are.
That's what I'm just wondering, how many hoops and hurdles I have to jump through because it's a street, even if you shut it off during festivals. And
yeah.
I'm sure there's rules and regulations for that, which would probably be a pain in the ass, but
yeah, it'd
be good to have, though.
Yeah, it was really crowded. We had a hard time finding a place to sit down to finish eating.
But you get good weather, you know, and...
Perfect for festival.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I
mean, why not? Everything's going to be packed.
We want to thank our listeners for joining us this week.
We have listeners.
We still have listeners, apparently.
Two.
Oh.
This
Remember, man. We do want to hear your ideas for potential interviewees and articles. Shout them out to us at fall3press@gmail.com. And, of course, we're always in the market for article submissions. Plus, be sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts if you enjoyed what you heard. For now, we'll say goodbye and hope you join us next time.
Bye.
Later, everybody.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com
or on social media at facebook.com/Falls Free Press. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your call to call friends and family so they can listen as well.